Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, to tell you about my friends over there at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove, right between the demo and the ready room. Hey, this Friday, June 17th, there's an all-new music happy hour going on over there, 12 to 8, 10% off any purchase, free Four Hands beer for those of age, and new vinyl in store from Red Hot Chili Peppers, Radiohead, Star Wars Awakens, The Force Awakens soundtrack, Mumford & Sons, Pentagram, Sonic Youth, Apocalyptica, and a lot more. So come out, check it out. New records, lots of great local selection as well. Tons of used and new vinyl, CDs, and tapes. And they're always looking to add new local stuff to the shelf. So if you have a band or a CD that you want to sell, reach out and see how you can make that happen. Find more information about all of this at musicrecordshop.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
And we are New Lingo, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Woo! Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all. When you look in your reflection and you can't make it out,
we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, hanging out in Washington, Missouri with the guys of New Lingo.
Yeah.
Special guest host this afternoon.
He's not important.
Mr. Corey Smith.
Hey.
Woo!
Fuck that guy. I'm more excited about Corey Smith than I am about anything else.
Yeah.
So we got a new EP coming out. We got a big release party. We got a lot happening. So I figured let's hang out. Let's talk about some tunes. Let's get weird on a Sunday.
Yes.
So
please.
So June 24th at Pops was the Best Friends EP release party, and you guys will be hanging out. You brought along a special guest, Skyburn White, City of Parks, My Legacy, My Ghost, and Isabella. And let's talk about that party.
Well, see, it was going to be a bigger party. We invited Paul's daughter, but Corey Smith said he was going to.
Didn't
you say you were going to show up here just to tell us why you weren't going to play our fucking
Let's hear it right now.
Let's hear this, you fucking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Our drummer's going to be on his honeymoon that day.
We need him here. His honeymoon is the show.
You don't need him. They're not going to let him get married in the state.
Corey, you're grounded.
Okay, I'm grounded too. Where's he going though?
Florida.
Ooh.
He's not even leaving the country. What the fuck?
He's basic.
Doesn't he know this show is way more than he's basic?
I wouldn't say he's basic. He seems like
Doesn't Nick know that this show is way more important than his honeymoon? Get him on the phone right now. Put him on speakerphone.
Yeah, let's call him.
Well, originally, when we were told about the show, it was supposed to be the beginning of June.
July. Yeah.
So, that's on you guys.
Well, we couldn't do it.
Well, shit on a dick, man. What the hell?
You're
supposed to accommodate to us.
Half of us have AIDS, and right at the beginning of July, they usually flare up real bad. We get sick as fuck, and just can't do anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except for yourself.
I'm speaking for half the band.
Yeah.
I didn't name you by name.
That's one half of you.
Damn it.
Chris has half of AIDS.
Yeah. In the lower half. Let's just be clear about that.
Yeah. Past the jorts.
Once again, now pass
waist
the jorts.
Waist down, he has AIDS. Waist up, herpes.
You are like the plague, man. Just walk around.
Stay away. He gave it to me, so, yeah.
I mean, the good part about that, though, is that all those blisters aren't acne. I thought it was going to scar us forever.
They'll go away.
It's like being beautiful.
That's 7-year poison ivy.
7-year poison ivy. But we had that show, and...
June 24th.
June 24th, and we're going to be releasing...
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday, which means everybody gets paid.
Yeah, everyone gets paid, everyone gets laid.
Everybody gets paid on Fridays. I don't get laid ever.
That's very true.
Not even on Fridays.
Here's my roommate. I know this.
The amount of money that I make at my job, I still cannot lure a female into my life.
Yeah. That'll happen.
Tea playing with your hair.
Yeah. Lovingly.
He just tries to play my butt.
Yeah. Too much butt play. Not enough practice.
I don't believe
that. Right.
Too much butt play.
I walked up and I heard when I walked up to the door today, I heard you guys practicing, and I almost turned away, but I decided I'd ride it out and see what happens. And
Penrose and your nose, man.
Sounded Angela Lansbury. No, you guys sounded good. You guys were doing Violent Shakes at the time, which is a track on that new EP.
Woo!
You all right over there?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Well, you put your hands on your pants and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's gum. It's gum. Not doing anything weird yet.
He's over there playing pocket pool.
Yeah.
The EP, we recorded that with Amalong, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
It's the second time around, right?
Well, yeah, we've been, well, me, Johnny, and Ryan have been recording with Ameline for a long time. Chris has too, even when he was in breakdances. And Corey, yeah, we recorded, I think in this band we recorded 14 songs or so of them. And we recorded more with a different band. But yeah, dude, he's always awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we've recorded with him so long now that it's really, really comfortable to go to him, even.
I just sleep.
Yeah, we go there and it just feels like there's another dude in the room that's in, like, in the band. Yeah. He actually makes it sound like 50,000 times better than we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah. I just go in there and fart, and then he, like, tunes it, and then it sounds great.
I would say...
He actually did make the drums fart noises one time.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. He did do that.
Yeah. All the drums fart.
I actually just go in there, and I do, like, Middle Eastern, like, scenes, like... And then he, like, turns it, puts some fucking vocoder on it... Fucking turns the sex meter up. There's this plugin called Sex Meter. It makes everything sound sexy. Turns that shit on, and that's about how all the songs are written, I think.
Yeah. That's how 90s pop is made, with that little sex meter, dude. Just straight up.
You guys gave the secret away. Not everyone's going to do it.
Everybody is. He's not going to let anybody use that.
When I walk in there, I'm going to be like, so tell me more about this sex meter.
Yeah.
And he's going to turn
how much
on.
Is that
he's
going
to look at you and go... Who told you?
Does that cost extra?
How much extra is a sex meter?
Yeah.
It does cost extra. Because usually our songs, we go in there and it sounds like two junkyards fucking. Just metal rubbing up against the metal. And so then usually we play him the song 10 or 15 times. He is fully crying. By about the third or fourth playthrough.
Just
he's like, why is my job so hard with these guys?
And then he gets on his stomach, he lays down on the ground on his stomach and just beats the ground and kicks his feet. He's like, I hate you guys, why do you keep coming here to me? I hate this.
Yeah.
But
it's barely audible from all the crying that he's doing. But that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He raises our rate up, I think it's like $300 or $400 per minute of song.
Yeah.
He says it just takes so long to make it sound good. I think we spent $150,000 recording the CP.
Yeah. Definitely. It was at least, and that was just recording. Then when we had to get it mastered, which is by Troy Glessner, he fucking shit his pants too, because he's like, this is garbage. And he charged us like... Oh, is it like $200,000 for that?
Yeah, he charged us $200,000 for that. Plus, he charged us like I think it was another $500,000 because he was listening to it in his car when he first got it.
Yeah.
And he crashed into a fucking
like
an electric facility and knocked power out in the city
to like half the city he lives in. Yeah.
So
it was a mess.
It's been really expensive. I think we dropped a couple million dollars. No big deal.
Yeah.
So in the end, we're all just drug lords.
Oh, the the EP art, you know, we got done by. By Vincent Van Gogh, and we spent money resurrecting him, and he was screaming the whole time in pain, but we were like, look, dude, like, just do this.
Do this.
And he did. And I'm really glad, you know, it turned out good.
Right. So whose shoes are on the cover of that EP?
Oh, that would be,
Michael Jackson?
No. Dustin Hoffman.
Ooh.
I guess. If you look, there's a small guy climbing, like, a little... post up too.
That's Santa.
No, that's Michael Jordan, dude.
Oh, he's come back from Team Town?
Yeah. Remember? That force is like the golf course in Space Jam. And Michael Jordan's like coming out of Toonland from there, you know?
Like an ancient Indian
picture in the rough.
It's like, it was after the movie. That picture was taken about, what year was that, like 98, something like that?
Yeah.
You know, it's an old picture I took... way back when, it's been in my archives with all my other very valuable pictures, and I said, you know, fuck it, we spent so much money on the CD, I could have sold this picture for about $10.3 million, but instead, we'll use it. So, knock that up the value, too, you know?
So, after we got rid of this expensive photograph, we had just enough money left over to clean out the van.
Yeah.
So the van's clean.
Yeah,
the EP's out.
Yeah,
and we're gonna release it. And we're really happy about it.
Yeah.
So
long story short, we need you to come out to the EP release party because we need your money.
Yeah, yeah, we are so far. Like, you think Kanye's in debt from putting his album out? Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, that's child's play. I laugh at that.
Yeah, dude.
I laugh at that because, yeah. What is he, like, 53 million or something in debt? 55? Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Child's play,
yeah.
Shit.
Fucking, oh, yeah. Pocket change.
Bitch. Nothing, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, like, you gotta get on that new lingo level.
Yeah, dude.
Why are they?
Yeah, it's been a long, you know, really. I had to sell a kidney or two. Probably should be dead by now, but
I've been so poor that I actually drove to Cincinnati and I got the meat for that gorilla that they shot and I've been eating it for the past
days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even afford food besides that.
I thought we were gonna leave that out, you know, but
it's whatever, dude.
Yeah.
I'm excited not
gorilla
to be stopped.
Really good.
Gorilla safe. Oh, they're fucking top notch, dude.
Yeah.
Put some fucking apple chipotle country bobs on that
motherfucker. Oh, I love apple chipotle country. That shit will make anything taste good.
Oh my.
Yeah. Country Bob's, period.
We'll, yeah, Country Bob's, best sauce, hands down.
People in the city don't know what Country Bob's is.
Well, you know what?
Because they're in the city.
Yeah,
the,
you know,
country
people Bob's. In the city. That's all, yeah, I got to say to that.
Are stupid. Metropolis is just don't
damn
make sense.
Damn city slickers.
Hang on. Hang on straight.
Flapping their dinglings up on a stage.
Oh, my.
Shane, do you know what Country Bob's is?
I don't believe so.
I can go to my kitchen right here and
fucking
get a
amateur
shot glass and pour, yeah, you a shot, and you gotta take the shot.
It's 400 times better than A1 will ever think,
mm-hmm,
about.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's that much.
No,
nope,
it is. I agree. 100%.
I disagree.
And I never agree with Corey Smith on anything. We hate each other, but that is something I will agree on.
Is it so, I don't know.
It's too sweet.
It's,
yeah,
tangy.
I'm a sweet baby Ray's kind of guy, so
that's barbecue
yeah,
sauce. Country Bob's is an all-purpose sauce.
Yeah.
Not,
no,
steak sauce.
It's steak,
it says,
sauce.
No, it says all-purpose sauce. I'll put it on my burgers, fries, fish, whatever the fuck.
Meatloaf.
I'll put it on anything. I'll put it on my dick and let a girl suck it off, you know?
There you go.
Why does it have to be a girl?
Exactly. I'll put it on my dick like Chris
suck it.
What? I brought it up. See, he's always getting harassed.
Yeah, yeah, I am always getting harassed.
All of us.
Gay bashing cats in the suburbs.
Yeah.
So, and then along with your June 24th show, you guys also made an announcement the other day that August 27th you'll be at the Firebird with support for Ava Waite, Last Night's Vice, and City of Parks.
Yeah, we got a throwback show.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, that's
my dudes.
Those dudes are, that band is really good, and they've been around, but they're coming back to play a show. And Chris knows the guy, so they're like, you know, you can have your fucking shitty band play it, and they're like, fuck,
yeah.
Andy,
yeah.
They told me
it was a pity. It was a pity thing. Yeah.
It's a dream come true for them.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it was a pity thing.
I swear to God, it's on my Instagram.
Garrett
said so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yes.
Yeah, you doctored it.
If it's on the internet, it's
just really sad. I think it's the first show I ever get to play with Patrick Baum in my life. And
oh, that's cool. Yeah,
I fucking love Patrick Baum. Patrick Baum does all kinds of badass shit.
Yeah,
all
the
time,
fucking
time.
Sweet.
Yeah, he was badass in a dare.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fucking Hell in the Cannon was sick as fuck.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Even though he's playing bass, which isn't a real instrument.
Shut
yeah.
the fuck up. What the hell are you talking about, dude?
Is he playing bass for Ava Waite?
That's where all the...
Yeah.
What happened to the role
sex moves are.
9-11.
9-11.
Shit.
I was in a cover band with that guy's brother. He played the drums.
Was he good?
He was okay.
Yeah, I saw that look on your face.
Your face and your mouth don't agree. What's up with that, dude?
Hey, look, I braided this.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
I know, right? That should be a hairdressing.
No?
Want to do mine?
Yeah. Is
no.
it long enough?
No, because you wouldn't fucking let pictures of makeup on your face.
Well, I didn't put any makeup on.
Did you
face.
Let your girlfriend put makeup on you?
Fuck no.
Why not?
Because I didn't feel like it.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
It's your mom.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers is a girl.
That is
Kylie Wagner or something.
That is what I call your mom.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
That's her name, dude.
My mom would write your dick off, dude.
Dude.
Yes. Yes.
She does. It's grounded down to
a thimble.
Yeah. It is done. I tell her, look, lady, my dick is done. And she's like, I'm Cora's mom.
All she's doing now is just, you're going to make me cough.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn right.
You have to scissor with her.
That is what it's come to. No, actually, she makes me put on this fucking big-ass strap-on. I mean, the thing weighs half as much as me, because I'm not a very big guy in the first place, you know. I think it's like 70 pounds, and I just have a very hard time lifting it, you know.
Your pelvic muscle.
She takes it like a champ, though. I will say that. She takes that 70-pound dong like a champ.
One day she, like,
she's from the country. That's what she's supposed to do.
Yeah,
she Johnny told me the horse. Johnny told me one time that she said that she wished Johnny had four dicks so she could do DVDA. And I said, dude,
whoa,
she's a little. I don't. Your mom is a freak, dude.
She is.
She puts some country bobs on it.
She makes some mean pork chops.
We're not gonna get into that. She asks for some discretion, and I have already dishonored her in that
dude,
way.
Dude, she asked for some aggression.
No, discretion. She said, hey, discretion is a must.
Aggression is
a must. You know, it was
just
funny
sounded,
because
it sounded like discretion
me and her met
stutter.
Via... well, me and her met via a Craigslist ad. And it just happenstance that when I went to her house and I kept seeing all these pictures of Corey, and I'm like, why do you have these pictures of Corey everywhere? She goes, oh, that's my son. And I'm like,
even better.
I'm so, fucking, you know, the mother of my mortal. But her Craigslist ad, you know, it went into all the things she was into, what she expected. But then at the very bottom, she put, discretion is a must. Not aggression. Oh, that was in her requirements. For
she has a typing style.
That's
yeah.
Where I got it wrong.
Yeah. Oh, you saw the ad too.
Yeah.
So
Corey, I hope your mom listens to this.
I'll show her.
I'll show her.
Just that part.
Hey, Mom.
This band is, they're your biggest fan.
So is this how you guys write the EP? Just,
yep.
Pretty much, yeah. Being in this band is just, the requirement is you have to fucking constantly cut somebody else in the band down.
Yeah.
You show up for the day and you kind of like see who's making fun of who at that point.
Yeah.
And then whoever's not getting made fun of, you decide to leave them alone, and then you make fun of somebody else that somebody else already making fun of.
Yeah, that's very
so
true.
It's like gang up on somebody mentality.
And you can't be a bitch about it. If you're a bitch about it, then yeah.
Yeah. Usually, extra points for raging hard-ons while you do it.
We actually never say anything about Corey.
Yeah. No, Corey never gets picked on.
He keeps quiet. That's the key to not getting picked on.
It really is.
The quiet ones you got to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They just call you a slut.
Yeah.
Everybody's a slut.
Oh yeah.
But no, this time we kind of wrote all the songs. Some of the songs are kind of older, and they just had parts that were written finally. To like everything was written around them. This EP compared to the first one is different because Chris is in all this one.
Yeah.
Chris isn't on the last one at all. And so
that's probably why that one was so good.
Yeah. Well, you haven't heard this one yet, but it's seriously, it is just, if I had to describe it, butt stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Gratuitous butt stuff.
And you take that as you will.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you think that's good or bad, butt stuff.
Yeah. Any girl that listens to it will also want butt stuff.
Whoa, I can't imagine that's true. But if it did,
my
then
mom
we
listens
are
to that.
Your mom already liked butt stuff. Well, never listened to that.
Well, she liked to keep it hush hush.
Ryan, you can look your mom right in her eyes and you
can, you can tell that she likes butt stuff.
You know, windows of her
stuff. What, are you like a medium for
I've known years? Ryan's mom since I was like 8 years old, so this is kind of getting fucked up.
I can't wait to read. I can't wait to read that Rolling Stone review. Just butt stuff, you know, like
right there. Butt stuff.
Yeah, you guys are gonna put that on the website. Just Rolling Stone said butt stuff.
Yeah,
you
know, like, that's it. Yeah.
We'll just probably put it on like PornMD or something.
Yeah.
PornMD.
Yeah.
Then
somebody did something.
Kanye West released his album on Pornhub.
Yeah, was that what it was?
Yeah.
It was some kind of thing. It was like, that's pretty genius. There's a ton of traffic on that website, so yeah. Might as well capitalize off of it.
Yeah, he released The Life of Pablo was only supposed to get released on Tidal, and that was the only way he was going to release it. That's at the streaming service that him and Jay-Z and everybody owns. And then, so the day that he released it on Tidal, he also put it up on Pornhub. the entire thing, and it was just, there was just a video, and I don't, the video wasn't porn, it was just something else. It was like a still or something, and it played the whole thing on there, and it got a ton of hits.
Probably Shia LaBeouf going, do it! Just do it!
Yeah.
There was some, I remember seeing something about, they were, had a corn hub or something like that. It was like,
April Fool's.
Yeah, I'm sure you remember. Yeah. Like, you were on the website. Highly, don't lie.
I would say Pornhub was highly erotic.
Right.
Just a bunch of corn porn.
Yeah.
It was just corn, like, getting butter all over you.
Not the same
shucked.
Corn.
Shucking that corn.
It was fucking, dear God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
want some corn.
So, yeah, we, how did you go about picking these mentioned bands, Skyburnt White, City of Parks, My Legacy, My Ghost, and Isabel to join you on this party?
Well, we picked...
okay, can I answer this one?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here
thank
we go.
You. I got... I've been waiting to answer a question like this, so now's my chance. So. Well, anyway, they...
We like them.
No, that's not how... Well, we do like them, but that is not how the decision-making was done. It was actually done. We picked our most favoritest bands ever in the whole world, and then we used them over Apollo's Daughter because they fucking are assholes.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Yeah, we pretty much wanted any band that was better than them, and
we got all
really,
of them.
Yeah, got all of them. So. All in one. Yeah,
all in one.
We wanted any band that had a guitar player better than Corey Smith, so. We looked at every single band in St. Louis because we could literally choose out of any of them.
Yeah.
And then we ended on these ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, we wanted Apollo's Daughter, and we wanted Skyburnt White to play it for sure. But then Apollo's Daughter couldn't play it, Skyburnt White could. And a couple of us have become really good friends with Blake Boyster. So we asked them to do it. And then Isabella, we'd seen them a couple times, and they're fucking destruction.
Yeah.
Band kicks fucking ass. So we're like, yeah, let's have them. And then My Legacy, My Ghost are just cool dudes.
Yeah.
We met them out in Nevada a few times. We played the last We Are United show with them.
Yeah.
And I talked to them a little bit about it there. They almost couldn't do it. They said they couldn't, and we were just gonna have four bands because I think John is gonna be out in Vegas, or was supposed to be out in Vegas. But he canceled it, so they were like, let's do it. Can we still do it? We're like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Nice.
So,
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good party. June 24th, $5. I guess you guys have tickets?
Yeah, we have tickets.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So contact your favorite band member or any of the bands for tickets. And $7 day of show, is that right?
Yep.
And then 7 p.m. Yeah.
Don't forget, there's an after party.
Yeah.
After party.
There's a... There's some other party across the river.
It's going to be way better than ours.
I
the fucking sickest party of the year.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what the kids are saying.
Kids? Kids are going to be there?
Yeah.
I can't show up.
Kids is going to sign in his yard.
Yeah.
He's
trying to avoid.
Yeah, June 24th is also the second annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show over at Broadway Oyster Bar. With Matthias and the Pirates, Brotherly and the Leather Jackals, and Skyburnt White.
Yeah.
Playing double duty that night. So there'll be Skyburnt White's gonna play the late set after the New Lingo party and come over and rock the house about 1 a.m. So I think we're talking about doing making the New Lingo after party. So after you party and get your best friend's EP, party doesn't have to stop and come over. Oyster Bar's open till 3 a.m., so live music till at least 2, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Is it true that 3 a.m. is the witching hour?
Yeah. I think so.
I believe that. It's always been.
Yeah. Is that when the devil comes around?
Yeah, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning all the time.
That's our special guest for the night, so.
The devil's going to be your fucking party, dude?
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, holy you a demon.
Fucking shit, man.
That's my homeboy. I'm Catholic.
But yeah, so we got this EP. We got the Violent Shakes videos on YouTube, and that's been doing well for you guys. And then also you have a lyric video for your Discontent, which I guess that's the Are you guys calling that the second single off of it, or?
We're kind of just, I guess we're just trying to push them all. We want them all to have presence online.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wasn't Dark Enough technically?
Dark Enough is the first one, yeah, and Dark Enough's been up for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we released Violent Shakes, then we just released Discontent.
Yeah.
We filmed another video for another song on the EP not that long ago, and we are going to release that one sometime around the show. And then we have been working with Visionary Media since Inkspot last year. They've been filming all our sets, or like a bunch of the sets they can make it to. And so they're going to compile that, and then we're going to release the last song on the EP. We're going to release that with a whole bunch of like cut together live shots of only the good stuff. So you don't get to see us being out of breath and not being cool looking. You only get to see the most choice cuts.
So you only get to see about the first half of the set.
Right.
Yeah, you get to see it's going to be like the first minute of the set over and over again. The entire length of the song.
Yes.
We're going to look like a really good band. Yes. In all reality, we are not.
Yes.
Right. What was that? And then Patrick Lawrence, he did Violent Shakes video?
Yes, he did.
And did he do your other one too?
No, the newest one that just got done. The first video?
Yeah, he did your first.
Yeah, he did our first two videos. He did Die Loving Dead, and then he did also Violent Shakes.
And he's pretty good. He does a lot of great videos.
He does a lot of really good shit. He moved out to LA. He came back from LA last year, and that's when we did the video for Violent Shakes. But he did a video out there. He's made a couple like short films, and a bunch of them, or one of them went to one of the film festivals and won some awards, I think. I'm not exactly sure.
The Lionheart one?
Yeah, Lionheart.
That's like this week or next week.
It premieres in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Yeah.
Craig Hamilton is in it.
Yeah, he used to be in Lexington and Rushmore Academy and stuff. He's like the main star. And the girl that's from Night of Loving Dead, I'm pretty sure. Lindsay Steinker is in that movie too.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
Yeah.
And who filmed your newest video that's yet to be released?
Juan Ibanez and a whole bunch of ghosts. We gave GoPro cameras to live spirits.
Yeah.
That we channeled through EVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of freaky.
And they filmed us. And it was insane.
Yeah.
If you've never contacted the dead,
yeah,
you should really try. It's fucking nuts.
I fucked around with Ouija boards once, and it was pretty cool, but I didn't think too much after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. You're a fucking ghost. I've got a human dick. Yeah. Look what I can do.
Human dick over ghost dick. Human dick every time.
Ghost dick sucks.
Yeah. That it does. True story.
Yeah. Those Visionary Media guys have been crushing it lately, man. They've been out there hustling and doing really good stuff and for all of St. Louis music, and it's exciting.
They're awesome. They really
They're really easy to work with.
They're terrible to work with. I don't know what you're talking about. Kevin Fowler calls me at least once a week and screams at me through the phone about certain things. He tells me what I can and cannot wear at shoe shows. He tells me...
Sometimes it's just a scream.
Sometimes it's just a scream.
And then hangs up.
Yeah. All hours of the night.
It's really messed up.
I didn't even sign a contract. He said, this is a verbal agreement. And apparently I have to put up with it.
You owe me $20,000.
I'm going to until we get this stuff back. And then me and Kevin are going to fight. Like an actual fist fight. And I hope he's fucking ready. Because I'm going to fucking knock that motherfucker out. You heard it here first.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fight will be live on UFC 200 coming up in just a
We weren't going to drop it this early, but yeah, it's a UFC 200.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar is going to be there. Brock Lesnar, Kevin Fowler, Joe Blink.
Three-way!
Not the kind of three-way you usually see Joe Blink in.
Yeah, the devil's three-way.
The devil's three-way.
Next question.
Yeah.
I don't want that going any farther.
No, I really wanted to stop a long time ago.
Hey, I love letting you go until it gets way...
Way uncomfortable?
Yeah.
I like you out of your comfort zone. Right. Preferably wrapped in the fetal position, crying.
Yeah.
Because you said way too much shit.
I heard on the Fivefold episode that they were going to adopt Dustin Hook. Is there any truth to the rumor you guys might be adopting Kevin at all, or Michael?
If I adopted Kevin, I would kill him.
Oh, shit.
Casey,
well, I guess that's a no.
Yeah. Casey, damn.
Well, you heard it here. It's no adoption.
Joe Anthony.
Joe Anthony.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Made the beat and murdered it.
So, we got the videos online. You got the EP release party, then the Ava Wait show, and then we got another video in the works coming out and all that. But so you guys all over the place, man. You guys been hustling, really building a good thing here lately in the scene. And I know you guys did December, the Fivefold release show and things. And you did Inkspot Block Party last year. And so you guys been getting some big shows, and it's cool to see, man. It's exciting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's really weird because I guess last year we were like, we didn't really know what we were going to do. We were like, we were going to film Violent Shakes, and then we were like, we don't know what's going to happen after that. So we filmed Violent Shakes, and then we played Inkspot like a couple days later, and then like in December we played Fivefold, and then like February we played with fucking The Hush List.
Yeah.
Like we've just been playing, we've gotten to play with like a lot of some of the best bands in St. Louis. And it's just really awesome. Like, it's been kind of like just going up and up and up, which is a great feeling.
Sure.
Yeah.
Making a bunch of friends.
Yeah, making tons of friends.
I like friends.
Best friends, you would say.
Doing things, you always, doing things you've always wanted to do, and just like knowing that finally hard work is like getting there. It's awesome.
Corey Smith is not part of this.
All right.
Fuck you, dude. Get out of here, Corey Smith. What does your shirt even mean?
I think Johnny's the one that does all the work in this band.
Johnny does do all the work in this band. That's no lie.
No comment.
He does like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got you guys. I mean, what's the next big goal? You guys want to hit the road, or what's the plan for
after Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a run for the.
No,
board?
We're probably gonna. Well, this show is actually Corey's last show. That's easy.
Yeah.
Sad day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
So if you listen to this, come out and get Corey fucking shit-faced.
Yeah, you have to come out. It's Corey's last show.
I plan on doing that.
Get him so obliterated that he doesn't even know what his name is.
Before they play.
After they play. After
we play. Before they play.
Corey Smith, you are not coming to this show.
But,
oh wait, you're not, because you're not playing it.
We're doing that, and so right now we're currently in the process of getting our other drummer like trained up to put up to speed while that's all going on. So we're like we're doing double duty right now, and then after the show, I guess we're gonna keep double duty and maybe write some new stuff.
Duty.
Play lots of shows. We want to play lots of shows like in other places, not just St. Louis, but last year we. Well, with all the stuff that's been going on this year, we haven't as much time to do like a lot of like weekend runs and stuff like that. But we'd like to do some weekend runs, maybe some small touring, and just write new music, write better stuff than we've ever, write more good stuff, and just make it fucking legit. Talk about smoothies. We want to thank our sponsors at Smoothie King.
Oh god!
Oh,
yeah. I love that.
For the Blazing Kale Smoothie. Not available until July
7th. So that Violent Shakes, like I feel like that was like a real kind of game changer for you guys. I mean, that the video is like over 12,000 views or something. Yeah. And like, anyway, just I think that really kind of lit a fire under everything. So like, do you guys feel that? I mean, like how that song has impacted New Lingo's career so far?
Oh yeah, it's definitely been I guess our most successful song.
Yeah.
A lot of people know it. I look out in the crowd and I see people sing along and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Hell yeah, it is. That is sweet, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that feeling. I never had never been in a band or wrote a song or anything like that, but I imagine that's got to be one of the coolest things, you know, to...
Well, if I had to compare it to anything, it'd probably be like taking a shit and you don't have to work for it. you just sit down and it happens naturally, yeah. And
you're
just
And then you wipe, but it came out so clean, you don't even really have to wipe.
Ghost shits!
Yeah, ghost shits. I love ghost shits.
Yeah. It's like them ghost dicks.
Violent ghost shit.
It's definitely been... Yeah, it's fucking been awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I've met so many people because of that shit got released. Mm-hmm. I think people started taking us a little more seriously once that got released.
Yeah.
And then it also, like, since people saw that, it kind of led people back to the older catalog. Like, I mean, we... People had heard of us before, but a lot of people saw Violent Shakes, and then they saw, like, all the other songs that were on there and heard some of them, and mm-hmm. it is even, like, boosted some of our older songs.
Yeah.
Which is really awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe these guys aren't shit.
Maybe they're not little fucking pieces Maybe. Of the garbage.
Well, I know this guy here, Corey, he's always, trying to get you guys to do Blood Thinners and Gabe, he pulled out an oldie, for the... Wonder made a request for when he was on the show and
he played Casting a Fire.
So I got a couple of buddies trying to keep the old stuff going.
Oh yeah,
we're murdering that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna steal Blood Thinners and then it's gonna be on our new record.
Yeah,
hell yeah. We'll give you the samples and everything.
Yeah,
I won't have to. Just be like, hey Matt.
Yeah, he's got
just,
the stamps.
Just rename that one to our song.
Dude.
Yeah. Use some of that sex meter on there, too.
Since you can't play guitar, you can just leave our guitars on there.
Yeah,
and you can just have Lacey
singing.
I wasn't
going to change anything.
Yeah.
You just have Lacey singing.
I wasn't even going to do that.
Yeah.
She's better than me, so you need to let her do it.
Hell yeah.
Have you guys ever thought about, like, in, like, Violent Shakes or one of your popular songs to just stop and let the crowd sing?
If I thought enough people knew it, that would be cool.
Yeah.
And now I feel like we'd stop and be like...
And then we'd be like... Alright guys, that was terrible.
I'd be like, well, it's time to leave.
Yeah.
At what point do you guys think that would be appropriate to try and do that?
One of our other songs actually have game vocals, maybe?
Something like
that. Yeah. We have a lot of group singing on this EP compared to the last one. Like, I think almost every song has, like, a group part on it, except for Violent Shakes. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could see how those are doing. If those are doing well, then maybe.
Meppe.
Let's get to some of these fan questions. I had, threw your picture up here online and asked the fans to participate, and got a couple of them here.
Nice.
Let's see. Johnny Axton writes in, "Why does the rest of the band sexually harass me?"
Fucking wish.
You guys know Johnny?
Dead ass.
I don't know that guy.
He just wishes.
He sounds like a fucking
Tony S. Dick.
Just answer the question.
I like that we sexually harassed him in the answer of the.
That's observational facts, Shane. Anybody with eyes can clearly tell. Right.
Yeah.
I think you're just a huge liar.
No, don't!
I'm going to take this to Judge Judy.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this shit.
Good luck.
Both sides still win.
I'll take you and Judge Judy to Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll take
He's originally from the streets, and he turned good.
Well, that makes him a pussy.
Like fucking Blade, dude.
Like Blade.
Like fucking Blade. He was a vampire, but he turned good.
I like Blade.
Yeah. So does Wesley Snipes.
Gabe Stroop writes in, "Why doesn't Chris return my calls?"
He probably has the wrong number. I don't have his.
That explains a lot. Sorry, Gabe.
Yeah.
You actually might want to ask people for their phone numbers before you just start typing in a bunch of numbers and hoping they answer you.
Fucking just sending sexy pics to somebody.
Fucking seriously. You are a goddamn amateur.
He saw it written on a bathroom stall up the street. He thought it was good to go.
He thought that number in the QT in Union was Chris's number.
That's my sister's number, Gabe.
How many John Cena shirts does Joe have?
I have zero wrestling shirts.
No, I have one wrestling shirt. Yeah. It's not cool enough like me. I have lots of wrestling
shirts. It's
the shirt
that...
the only cool one you have is Paige.
That Gabe met me. He met me because of a wrestling shirt. That's why he's asking. He's trying to reminisce about the first time we ever met. He's been trying to get me a date now for a good year and a half, and it's really fucking starting to bother me.
So that's your kid?
No, that's not my kid. That's Corey's kid. Isn't it?
Mine?
Buckley?
Buckley Cash?
That's yours, isn't it?
His name's Bentley James.
Okay.
Damn.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Whoa.
Got him!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Gabe also writes in, why is Ryan so fucking hilarious?
I'm not. I haven't been today.
Why does Gabe have so many fucking questions?
He's concerned.
He was on a roll here, okay? They were just... You guys inspired
really
these creative questions.
Number.
Yeah. He's sitting right, like, inches from jacking off right now, listening to us answer these questions. Just like, this is so hot. This is very hot stuff. I've been wanting to know this for years now, before I even knew who they were.
Yeah.
I had dreams. I had night dreams about them before I even met them. That's deep. That's deep shit,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. Is Johnny going to press charges when I stun him June 24th?
Oh, shit.
Well, basically, if he stuns me, which he probably won't because he'll puss out, but if he does, I will put him in the biggest legal shitstorm of his life.
Yeah.
I have lots of spare time. I have lots of cash, Gabe Stoop. Do not fuck with me.
Yes.
I have Judge Judy on speed dial.
I have all the judges, all the talk show judges on speed dial. Do not fuck with me.
And he actually has him on speed dial, not like you have Chris on speed dial.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm legit.
None of them 25 cents.
People want my
lines.
Number.
Fuck, dude.
Zach Sloan writes in, did you
hi,
know...
Zach.
What?
Hi, Zach.
Oh, hi, Zach. Did you guys know that you could save money if you all wear the same size t-shirts? Buying a four-pack is much cheaper than four single shirts.
Yeah, we thought about that, but see, there's this thing that's like, we all like the color gray so much, and we all feel different emotions from the color gray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
when
we first started this band, we were in like this mini cult we found on Reddit, and it was all about wearing gray shirts and how it affects your aura and your positivity. And so we figured that the way we were standing structurally that day, we all needed different color gray shirts. Couldn't have the same one.
Well,
we could fit in the same shirt, Zach. But unfortunately, that just wouldn't be what we needed. That's
not
the rest of the
But I mean, this
for.
Is
really
this
small,
is all this is all, you know, like shit we do on our spare time. Like individually, we are all very big gray lovers, and it just so happened that day we all decided to wear a gray shirt. You know, it was total accident, but it happened because we're all in tune with each other.
Yeah.
So are our periods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
like
all
exactly. Our periods are all in sync.
We all menstruate at the same time.
So So four pack of shirts. We knew. We all individually buy four pack of gray shirts because we love gray.
And we all switched to Geico.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We all did switch to Geico.
I don't have a car insurance. I'm a fucking rebel.
Shit.
You should probably get on that joke.
Hell on wheels.
That's what I'm playing.
Fuck car insurance.
Aaron wanted to know why...
Aaron who?
Wood.
Aaron Wood.
Okay. He's sexy.
Why are there no cat ears in this photo?
Well, I addressed that earlier.
Yeah.
Wait
to answer the question that is supposed to be answered on here first.
I'm sorry. I thought it was an intimate moment that we were having for ourselves because we're getting flooded with so many questions. But I decided to come back for a formal look.
Yeah.
You know, keeping it clean, keeping it GQ. How I do.
When did the cat year start?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was fucked up.
Yeah.
maybe had a whiskey drink at a party. I was like, screw it, I got some cat ears.
Well, actually, if I remember correctly, I was there for the birth of the cat ears. You see, Ryan was in a local professional wrestling group called Dynamo Pro Wrestling. And his person, or his character he played, was Catman. You know, he had moves.
Come
like he would dude. Knock you down and lay on your back and like kind of
try to get a good position, you'd be scratching your back while he's trying to figure out how to lay down on your back, you know. Pretty much everything
a pinning move. That's a pinning move.
Yeah. Well, they're on their stomach, so that's not a pin. So, come on, guy. But yeah. I think that was the first time I actually saw the incarnation of the Cat Ears. Was Ryan's debut at Dynamo Pro Wrestling as Catman.
Was it Cat? I thought it was Man Cat.
Or it was Man Cat, sorry. Yeah.
Because I'm a man first, but a cat second.
But the cat is in there. Yeah, it's in there. He has fierce. A whole backstory for the character, you know. Oh, man.
That'll be for another time.
Yeah, that would take about 3 hours. Yeah. It would need to be told in the movie.
Yeah.
Right. Like Titanic or something.
Or a book series.
Or a book series.
Yeah. Game of Thrones!
A graphic novel.
Movie. If it were a movie, who would play Man Cat?
Oh, shit.
Danny Glover.
No.
Danny DeVito.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. That probably is the one.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Morgan Freeman would narrate it.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman would narrate it.
Episodes.
Can we get fat? Can we get skinny Jonah Hill to do it?
Yeah.
Can we get skinny Jonah Hill to do it? Yeah, we could.
No, we can get Leo DiCaprio to do it. He finally got it.
Yeah, if he wants another Oscar, this is his chance.
Yeah.
We have the screenplay written.
This is the movie.
Yep.
There is a 47-minute sex scene, though, that I hope he's ready for.
Yeah.
That's where all the views
come
in. Yeah. Oh, it's more than just that.
Full penetration for sure.
I voluntarily chose to be the stand-in in half of that, but I'm still going to need some of his help pulling off some of the stunts.
There's one part where there is a person just shooting milk out of their butthole.
Yeah.
We don't know how the apparatus is going to work, but... we saw it on this point.
That's not an apparatus.
Cats like milk.
Awesome.
That's months of conditioning. There's no apparatus.
Yeah, but you know it has to be
gotta
there.
Got to be out there to crack a dawn.
Because cats drink milk.
Yep.
And he would drink the milk that came out of the butt. You know. Yeah. That's just how
it's
it is. Because it's cat. He's a man.
Cat.
He's man cat.
Shake it, not stir.
Yeah.
It's all in the position of the hips.
Yeah, it is.
Like tub girl
twerking. Yes, tub girl.
For some reason,
vegetable beef stew just coming right out of there.
The whole scene of Team America is like playing in my head now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We need a sequel.
That explains we have a boner.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. If only this was on video.
We need a sequel to this.
Timothy. I'm just gonna say Timothy.
Tiny Tim.
He wants to know how much. Will the new CD be at your June 24th show? He wants two. One to listen to, and one for everyone to sign, like famous people and shit.
Well, it'll probably be about $100 because we're in debt from the recording.
Let's get real. Not $100. It's going to be $1,000.
Oh.
$1,000 a copy.
They're going to be like $5, dude.
It'll be $5, Tim. And everyone else.
I'll be signing
so
in jizz that
Tim,
night.
For $2, for $10, you can get one to listen to, and then they'll sign one.
Yep.
Like famous people and shit.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan said he's saying it in Siemens.
And then if you see me there, meet me in the bathroom and I'll give you everybody's phone numbers.
Ooh.
You ain't got mine. Because your number turned into some chick's number. It was really weird.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I
tried to add Corey to Snapchat one day.
We're on Snapchat. We're friends.
I know. But the first time I tried it was, I guess, your old number.
Slit Destroyer.
So.
Slit Destroyer.
So, like, I had his number, and he's always been Big Corey in my thing, because I know different Corys. And so, like, I went to do it, and the first Snapchat I seen some chick. I'm like, Snapchat, I was like, are you Corey? She's like, no, I don't know who you are. I was like, well, I got your number. And.
Yeah, that's my story.
Yeah.
And we're back to my game.
Come out June 24th to Pops. $5 to get you in. $5 for a CD. You can see New Lingo performing, and it'll also be with Skyburnt White, City of Parks.
Yes.
My Legacy, My Ghost.
Woo! Woo.
And Isabella.
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah! Yeah!
And then mark your calendar also for August 27th at the Firebird with Ava White, Last Night's Vice, and City of Parks. So, and those tickets are $10 for that night. So, but yes, we got the EP. And we're going to play some tunes from the EP, Best Friends EP. And we'll also, I wanted to ask, is it going to be available digitally the 24th?
Oh, yes.
Yep. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, so if you, all if the
you,
good stuff.
You can buy it from us, or you can listen to it for free. But you better fucking buy it from us.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
You want a copy. Right. You want a copy.
Of course
you're
going to listen to it for free, you fucking fuckface.
I listen to your guys' stuff every day.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? I do too.
And at this EP release show, you know, we're gonna play the whole new EP in its entirety.
And some other songs.
And we're gonna play some old songs.
And some Rick Astley.
So, yeah, you know.
You can Rick roll
from all incarnations of this band, you know. So it's definitely a set list you don't want to miss.
Yeah, Corey Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of, you know, there'll be some old songs.
It's fucking gross, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe you might play one of your favorites right now.
I hate
you know?
The setlist. All the setlist ever.
Joe hates the setlist, so.
And we didn't even. Well, we don't get to play any of the super old ones, which is the ones I want to play.
That's because they
are. Or maybe we are, you know.
I want to play El Dorado, like, so bad.
We might be playing that one. Yeah, who knows? Could be on it, could not be on it.
Nope.
Yeah. So, how did New Lingo form?
Well, it all started
over thousands of years. Sediment from the tops of groundwater.
That's how stalactites are formed.
Well,
five stones strewn out across the globe.
Then I guess.
All right, I got this.
I got this.
Yeah, buckle up.
Buckle.
Strap in, motherfuckers, because here it comes.
Hitting you with the hard stuff.
Here. 3000 BC.
Holy shit. Old school.
Our ancestors, all holders of one of each of the five Dragon Balls.
What?
Yes.
I don't watch that shit.
I don't watch that shit.
But they, you know, hid these balls throughout the land.
In your ass.
These balls throughout the land. And basically,
balls.
Throughout the years, people had tried, you know, it was myth that if you could get all five of these balls together, that you could make a wish. And really, the only wish you could make is that a band called New Lingo would form with us five. Because there's five balls, you know?
I only need two. See, that's not the story I heard.
And basically, so, you know, lots of people spent millions, trillions of dollars trying to find these balls. You know, I remember one was found inside the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean. You know, just to tell you, that's just where one was found. I mean, I'm pretty sure one was on the moon. That one was found, what year is it? 69. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the year that ball was found.
Wasn't one found in some lady's pocket purse?
Yeah, just randomly. You know, this lady, like, bought a pocket purse at Walmart, and, there it was just sitting in there.
Shit.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, and then, you know, the FBI got involved in the whole thing. That was kind of messy. Because they knew the balls were very dangerous to society, you know. And they could, if they fell into the wrong hands, you know. God forbid Coldplay got a hold of them or something, you know. Just some fuckheads like that, you know.
Make it good.
Basically, you know, they had the FBI tracked down all these balls that people had found because people had them in personal collections because they were very cherished, priceless items, probably worth trillions of dollars. You know, Bill Gates couldn't even buy one if he wanted to. So, you know, but eventually the FBI killed a lot of people, spent tons of, money, man hours, power, fucking everything, gathered all these balls together, and they started vibrating and shit, and then out came us, you know. We were just each trapped in each one of these balls, like, hey, lost the fuck out of here.
That's not how I remember it.
Alright, well, that's how I remember it, because I was fucking there, trapped inside a little glass ball for fucking, how many years, like 5,000 years or something like that?
So you guys are basically Transformers, right?
Yeah.
Why don't
you put your phone
the all-spark.
Amateur.
Fuck you.
I'd rather be a Transformer.
He went through this whole thing of smoking DMT, like, religiously for a couple of days, and that's when the story came about.
That is not when the story came. You know, I'm pretty sure Wolfjack had a play in this story, too.
Wolfjack?
No, Wolfjack.
Who the fuck is Wolfjack?
Yeah.
You know, Wolf Jack.
Who the fuck's that?
It was a half wolf, half guy or something like that. But not werewolf. He's Wolf Jack. That's his name. He is. I guess he is a werewolf.
Are you talking about Wojtek, the Syrian army bear?
Maybe. I don't know.
This bear, yeah.
See,
I've heard about Wojtek before.
And actually, I remember where one of the balls was found in this one. This one was probably the hardest ball to find. It was at Nickelodeon Studios, Orlando, Florida. They were filming in 1994 a Space Odyssey sitcom called Space Cases. And look it up; it's all true. 1994 Space Cases, and it was a decoration on the alien ship, and that's how that one was discovered. It was being used as a stage prop, and the Black Ranger was in that show. He played one of the characters on it, and he was the one who actually found the ball. So you know.
The Black Ranger was on that show.
Yeah, look it up. It's all true. Space Cases. It's all there.
Oh, that's true.
1994.
I'll take your word for it, man.
You know what?
Sounds good.
I'll show you.
No, it sounds good.
I can't fucking read, so I can't even look it up.
I read that on a Snapple fact one time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That was yeah. The story that Johnny just told was on a lid of a Snapple. Oh.
Yeah.
I remember it being something about Aerosmith and the Illuminati and sticky smelling.
I'm sorry, it was 1998. My bad. You know, I'm so old. But yep, or 1996 to 97.
Yeah,
it had two seasons. But yeah, here it is. You know, Space Cases. The whole fucking. You know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but it that's where the last ball was found.
They won't fucking put anything on the TV in Nickelodeon, dude.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck over there.
All right.
And give me a show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brian
coming soon. Joe Lingo, Nickelodeon project.
Joe Lingo.
Joe Lingo. Here's a story about a happy, funny, campy guy. Did I can imagine that's like Hannah Montana, but me. Wait.
Wow.
It could be like me, but Degrassi too.
Joe Lingo and what's that fighting bear? The Wojtek bear.
Wojtek. So it's a show about me being a pop star with an army bear. With a bear that is used by the Syrian army.
Last time you told me that story, didn't we debunk it?
No, it's true.
I'm pretty sure we debunked it.
No, we didn't. Look it up, dude.
I think we did.
I think it's Polish. I think it got drafted by the Polish army in World War II.
Didn't we debunk that over chili dogs? Yeah,
it was basically like a pack.
We definitely didn't.
It was some rated thing.
Look it up, bro. It's true.
I'm not sure.
There's actually a fucking statue commemorating this fucking bear.
Yeah.
His name is... It's spelled Wojtek. Wojtek.
And not the only animal that was drafted by a army, either.
All right, well, let's get back to Space Cases. First episode aired on Saturday Night Nick, which was actually called SNICK, if any of you remember that.
I always watch Nick at Night.
Oh. That's gross.
And the discovery of it. But I loved Saturday Night Nick. They had like Keenan and Kel and shit. Are You Afraid of the Dark? All the good shows, the classics.
Keenan and Kel.
Yeah.
Yep. Isn't Kel like a?
He loves orange soda.
Do what?
Isn't Kel Waka Flocka Flame now?
Yeah, Kel is Waka Flocka Flame.
Wow, that's racist, Corey.
Waka Flocka Flame is playing fucking Warped Tour this year, dude.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I saw it was like the, I believe it was the 15th anniversary of Salute Your Shorts.
Yes.
Oh, Salute Your Shorts. Yeah. Great show. Donkey Lips.
Camp Anawana, we hold you in our hearts.
And when we think about you, it makes me want to fart.
You guys covering that song on the EP release show?
That's just going to be our intro stuff.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Damn.
I told you.
That's pretty good.
Well, let's play some of these tunes. We got you guys decided to let me play Violent Shakes and Discontent.
Yeah!
And then...
we're debuting a new song.
Oh. Yeah, we got a new one, huh?
Brand new for you. It's called The Best of Us.
Yeah, ooh. Let's talk about that song. What about Best of Us? Where does that come from?
Best of Us is like... I don't know, man. I was really fucking insane for like a while. For like a long time in my life, I was like a really crazy person. And
I like that it was only one time though. Like,
I'm still pretty insane, but I'm pretty tame now compared to how I used to be. I don't lash out as much as I used to. But I don't know, man. Like, I
the song is mainly about, like, the idea of, it's like, I guess just, like, trying to see the better side of life, even though things get you down and you become really, really dark, you think things you'll never think you could think, and, basically, you know, suicidal stuff. So when I went to write the song, I wrote it after, like, all these really, really fucked up times. Like, after I had pretty much, like, got my head sorted out after months and months of trying to do so. And so when I went back to write it, I had some of the parts and I didn't have it all written. So I actually went online and started, like, doing searches and looking at sites about suicide and prevention and awareness and everything that has to do with it. And I came across the story of this girl named Madison Halloran, who had basically, like, she was, like, an Ivy League school student who, like, went to, like, a prestigious school, had, like, a great career of, like, track, and was, like, had her life well on the way to being, like, you know, a comfortable, well-suited human being adult. And, you know, she took her own life. And, I don't know, when I was thinking about it, it's like, you know, you can get to these really dark times when you're really sad, when your life is really, really shitty. You can even get there when your life is really, really great. And sometimes you just don't realize that not anybody is really immune to the idea of that. And so I kind of used her story as, like, part of the lyrics in it. And then there's actual, like, read some, like, actual suicide notes. And there are even parts of those in there. Mm-hmm. Because I thought they were fitting to it. And so, yeah, it's just that song. I mean, a lot of the songs in this one, like in the last one, I was like, in Feral Youth, I was like, all the songs are about how much I hate myself because I'm drunk. And then, but all this one is about, like, this whole EP is more or less like, everything is a lot more hopeful. And everything is a lot more, like, realistic, I guess. Instead of just dealing with, like, one set of emotions, I dealt with many sets of emotions, lyrically.
Yeah.
Oh! That was a really long explanation.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's what people want to hear.
Yeah. That gives people what they want.
Yeah.
All right, we'll stick around for Best of Us and pick up a copy of Best Friends EP, June 24th. Grab that song on there and, of course, all the other mentioned. Follow New Lingo on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, right? Yeah. Guys are all over that stuff, all over social media.
Oh yeah.
iTunes, Bandcamp, Spotify, YouTube,
Snapchat.
Yeah. So yeah. And then again, hit up your favorite band member for a ticket.
Yeah.
$5, June 24th,
Pops. Or you can get them on our website.
Oh yeah, newlingostl.com. Yeah. You guys got a bunch of new shirts and stuff too, right?
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
So feel
yeah.
free to
bunch of new shirts.
Snag some new merch while you buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And if you go on there and you buy one of everything, you get a special gift. But we won't say what it is.
Yeah. Whoa.
Could be the new EP, could not, you know, who knows.
Could yeah. be it could be something way more special than that.
Bunch of blowjobs.
I could send you.
Yeah.
We have a camera in the bathroom here that we installed in the vent, and we have pictures of pretty much anybody who's ever peed here, and we have pictures of their dicks. So, if you guys ever want to order one of everything, you'll get a random dick pic. We won't tell you who it is.
You can guess.
You can guess. We're going to blur out their face, but the pubic hair designs will tell you who it is.
All right, guys. That's it. Thanks so much for hanging out.
No, thank you, buddy. You're the best.
No, thank yeah. you.
You're
Corey
the best.
Smith sucks. He was late.
Yeah. Everybody hates that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Corey. She said the city skyline.
Hi, my name is Joe.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I play the bass.
Okay, start the shit over. What the
no
fuck
way, dude, remember that now. Yeah. Hi, my name is Joe, and I'm an Aries.
Perfect.
Can I go?
Okay, dude. Hi, my name is Joe. I'm an Aries. I like Dorito pie, long walks on the beach, and sticky, smelly diarrhea.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I am an Aquarius. I like cold cereals and toys.
Hi, my name is Johnny. I'm a Virgo. All I eat every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is SpaghettiOs.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm a Gemini, and I like blues hockey.
Hey, I'm Corey, Sagittarius, and I like a lot of stuff.
There you go. Yeah, don't limit yourself.
Yeah.
That's the best we go.
Yeah, I love putting myself in a box.
And we are New Lingo, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.